I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says a top North Korean official is heading to the U.S. to plan a summit with Kim Jong-un. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After an AP television camera spotted Kim Jong-chol in Beijing's airport, the president confirmed Kim is traveling to New York as part of ongoing talks about the summit. The president last week called off the June 12th meeting, but has since said it could happen in Singapore as planned, and efforts to arrange it have ramped up both here and in Asia, where a U.S. diplomatic team is now on the Korean Peninsula. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The White House also said Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Trump spoke on the phone Monday and planned to meet in person before the summit in Singapore. The U.S. is announcing that it will impose 25% tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods containing industrially significant technology. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
The White House said Tuesday that the tariff will cover goods related to the Made in China 2025 program. The full list of imports that will be covered will be announced by June 15th. Trump has bemoaned the massive U.S. trade deficit with China as evidence that Beijing has been complicit in abusive trading practices. The trade deficit was $337 billion last year. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Afghan special forces, backed by U.S. partners, are being accused of killing 9 civilians and injuring 8 others in eastern Nangarhar province, apparently mistaking them for Islamic State militants. Provincial government spokesman told VOA that the incident occurred on Monday evening and those killed were family members in the Afghan Senate. I'm VOA News. A man has killed 3 people in a Belgium city with the guns of stabbed police officers, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Belgian officials say the attacker, who was later killed by police, was an inmate who'd been granted a few hours' release but had failed to return to prison. It wasn't immediately clear why he was imprisoned, but media reports say that he's a known drug offender. A spokesman for the Liège prosecutor's office says the man had approached 2 police officers from behind carrying a knife and stabbed them several times, then took their weapons and used them on the officers who died. An official has told the Associated Press that there are indications it could be a terror attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump contended Tuesday that the prosecutors investigating his 2016 campaign's links to Russia's will be meddling in November's congressional elections. VOA's Catherine Gibson has that story.
The president offered no explanation how he thinks the legal team of special counsel Robert Mueller would interfere with the voting for all 435 seats in the House of Representatives and a third of those in the 100-member Senate. Last week, he suggested that the length of Mueller's year-long investigation could turn voters against candidates he favors and put some hurt on the Republican Party. Trump, in a string of Twitter comments, ignored the conclusion last week by his new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, that U.S. officials expect continued efforts by Russia to interfere with the congressional elections. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Student-led protests against President Daniel Ortega that began in April continue in the Nicaraguan capital, Managua. Reuters news agency's Jason Albano has that story.
A new wave of protests seized the Nicaraguan capital of Managua this week as support for President Daniel Ortega continues to fade. On Monday, students and demonstrators took over a university. They hurled rocks and set fire to the offices of a pro-government radio station. Protests have gone on for over a month. Last week, talks towards a truce to end them quickly fell apart when another university rally was attacked by police. The protests erupted in April after controversial changes to Social Security.
That was Reuters' Jason Albano. Palestinian militants launched on Tuesday their heaviest barrages against Israel since the 2014 Gaza War, and Israeli aircraft struck back in a surge of fighting after weeks of border violence. At least 3 Israelis were wounded by shrapnel after several dozen mortar bombs and rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip, triggering warning sirens in southern Israel throughout the day. There were no immediate reports of Palestinian casualties. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.